This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, tourism stakeholders optimistic about the summer with increased airlift and cruise calls expected to boost performance. The NUPW again raises concerns over environmental issues at government buildings. Work continues to get Barbados off an EU money laundering blacklist. And a wildfire in Texas affects thousands and is dubbed the second largest wildfire in U.S. history. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is predicting a strong performance during the summer. BHTA Chair Renee Coppin expects that an increase in airlift to Caribbean markets during this period will provide a boost for the island. She was speaking during a media update at the association's headquarters in Belleville.
As summer progresses this year, we anticipate that the airlift increases projected for the USA, Caribbean, and Latin American markets relative to 2023 will result in some improvement in overall performance. This increase in airlift from these key markets for summer 2024 represents an increase of over 18,000 seats between May and September from the US market, and over 68,000 seats from the Caribbean and Latin America for that same period. This anticipated improved summer performance in airlift should certainly be given a boost by the advent of the ICC T20 World Cup, which, as you all know, will be hosted here in June.
She revealed that the island will see more than 20 cruise calls this summer compared to none last year.
One of the most exciting and positive pieces of news coming from the cruise sector is that there will be 22 calls from May to September this year. So, you know, that doesn't seem huge, but this compares to zero calls last summer. And so while it may not be all we hoped, we accept this increase with gratitude and optimism. This year, 2024, stands poised to place our island closer to where we were before the advent of COVID. Next winter, the land-based and cruise sectors are expected to continue a positive growth trajectory.
Chair of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Renee Coppin. A collaboration between the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and Inter-Caribbean Airways is expected to assist in advancing the region's aviation sector. The two entities yesterday signed a memorandum of understanding ahead of the launch of two aviation degrees and a scholarship program for aviation and tourism students. Chief Executive Officer of the Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business and Management, Dr. Dion Greenwich, has described it as a significant milestone.
This innovative program is poised to bring about transformative benefits to the aviation industry, not only in Barbados, but across the entire Caribbean region. We are a regional institution. Beyond the realms of education, this program is a catalyst for economic growth, offering a strategic infusion of skilled professionals into the aviation industry. The aviation industry has witnessed a significant advancements in technology and operational endeavors, leading to notable transformations that pilots today must change in their roles.
Dr. Greenwich gave a scope of the program and the potential for students who would be pursuing degrees in the program.
The BBA in Aviation Management Pilot License is scheduled to commence, as our principal highlighted, in September 2024, with the ground school having very robust discussions and planning in semester 2, 2024. So that's between January and May next year. We will be having persons in our ground school at the school. And this is in collaboration with our partners at BASET and CAE. This objective of embedded ground school and flight training is to allow cadets to acquire the Bachelor's of Business Administration in Aviation with a commercial pilot license, thus enabling them to apply for positions of a first officer with a commercial airline or air operator in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean region, and beyond.
Interim Executive Director and CEO of the Sagicor School of Business and Management, Dr. Dion Greenwich. The National Union of Public Workers has raised concerns about the ongoing environmental issues affecting public servants. Workers in the Ministry of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology have been forced to work remotely until further notice due to environmental concerns at the Baobab Towers, Warren St. Michael. Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron, told Starcom Network News that workers complained about a bad odor in the facility, which was making them ill. He expressed concern that the problem has been ongoing for some time.
The National Union of Public Workers has visited the Baobab building as a consequence of complaints from staff in that building of unpleasant odors. The odor is more prevalent on the third and fourth floor, which houses the staff of the Ministry of Innovation, Science and Technology. It's also has impacted on the fifth floor, Tower, which houses the Barbados Physical Service staff. We are, however, concerned that this prevailing problem has been going on for quite some time. We are also concerned that other buildings that are deemed newer buildings, there are several complaints about mold and other environmental issues. The union is asking for a holistic approach to look at this here, bringing the relevant agencies.
Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron. Barbados is working on getting off an EU money laundering blacklist following its removal from the Financial Action Task Force watch list. This has been disclosed by Chairman of the Barbados Anti-Money Laundering Network, Senator Reginald Farley, who was speaking during the release of the report of the Anti-Money Laundering Sectoral Risk Assessment. He notes that Barbados has made significant progress in meeting the requirements of the international money laundering watchdog agencies.
We have met the requirements such as they are as at this day. We now face in another 18 months to 2 years the start of Round 5, which is a new round of international anti-money laundering rules regulation approaches. We also face ongoing requirements to meet the technical compliance rules. These recommendations change. And we, as a country, small or large, we must do what is necessary to ensure that our rules, regulations, and practices are kept up to date with those recommendations.
Senator Farley stresses that Barbados is committed to complying with international money laundering regulations, even though it appears that some countries are treated unfairly compared to others.
Little Barbados cannot on any day in the week, not in any decade in the century, not in the century itself, have more money laundering occurring in its territory and through its account than large countries and large economies like the very UK, like the United States, like Canada. There are no Russian oligarchs living here buying mansions, as there are in the UK. When I was in Canada as High Commissioner, there was a story out of Vancouver about cruise ships coming through the Pacific, and people actually leaving the boats with brown paper bags of money, going to deposit them in the bank. You think you could do that in Barbados?
Chairman of the Barbados Anti-Money Laundering Network, Senator Reginald Farley. The Democratic Labour Party is seeking answers from the Mia Mottley-led administration about a $40 million grant they received from the Chinese government in July last year to begin work on a new national stadium. The party's Shadow Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Tyra Trotman, took the government to task over their promise to prioritize sporting activities, including the redevelopment of the stadium. She also criticized government for causing the delay of a major sport event earlier this year.
In November 2023, it was reported that the works to the National Stadium had not yet begun. So it's no surprise that 3 months later, when NATSAT was scheduled to be hosted February 19th, 2024, it had to be delayed. Also, we know that BISAC is scheduled to begin March 11th, 2024. But instead of being able to have it at the fabulous new facility which was promised, it now has to be held at the Ryan Brathwaite track at the Usain Bolt Sports Complex, which, by the way, also needs repair. And right now, they are trying to fast forward or expedite these repairs.
Ms. Trotman wants an update on the proposed community stadiums that government also promised to build across the country.
Where the promise gone that the redevelopment would be complete by January of 2024? Where the promise gone that we would have 15 mini stadia across the island? We have an administration who promised us 2 years ago that they would redevelop the national stadia and create 15 mini stadia, and we have not one single mini stadia complete, and we have not even the beginning phases of the redevelopment of the national stadium.
Starcom Network News also tried to reach out to Sports Minister Charles Griffith for an update, but were unsuccessful. And finally, a rapidly spreading Texas wildfire has killed at least two people, forced residents to evacuate, cut off power to homes and businesses, and briefly paused operations at a nuclear facility. It has burned 1.1 million acres north of the city of Amarillo, making it the second largest fire in U.S. history. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 60 counties. Recapping the headlines. tourism stakeholders optimistic about summer with increased airlift and cruise calls expected to boost performance. The NUPW again raises concerns over environmental issues at government buildings. Work continues to get Barbados off an EU money laundering blacklist, and a wildfire in Texas affects thousands and dubbed the second largest wildfire in U.S. history. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.